It's Scott Simmons of the Radio Real Estate Show, CFSI's Radio Real Estate Show, and today I'm on site. We're recording this on site, and I'm with Master Carpenter Alex Denny, and we're on site because you've got a new project on the go here, don't you, Alex?
Yes, sir. That's right. Thank you, Scott, for coming up to our job site and talking about it right here in the house, seeing it up front.
So basically, it's not a renovation. It's the house is actually, what year was it built?
I believe it's from 1997, so it's roughly 15 years old.
I mean, and it was built by Hazel Boom, so it's actually quite a solid, stunning house. It really is.
Right. Yeah, no, the construction is all solid, proper construction, proper engineered beams, proper concrete foundations. Everything's fine in that respect. Basically, what ends up happening is over time with use, it's the accessories, say the baseboards and the trim and the doors and things like that, that take an abuse.
So that's why it's not really a renovation. You aren't changing any walls or anything. You're just doing a facelift to the house. New paint, and the floors are hardwood. What are they, a maple?
It's red oak. It's a 1x3 red oak. It's not an engineered floor, and this is one of the things that we're talking about today is reclaiming or saving or refinishing your original floors rather than putting in a new floor.
This is a quality oak floor, so basically you're going to strip it.
We're getting a professional sander in with professional machines, and what this floor is, it's a ton and groove floor, so that's traditional, but then it had what's called a micro bevel, which is a very small V groove on the edges, and what's happened over time, as we can kind of see here, as we kind of look around, it's the moisture has worked its way in, and dirt and so forth, and so now what's happened is you get a lot of extra black lines showing up, so that it's a sign of age, and what we'd like to do is rejuvenate it and bring it back to its original luster, but also maybe give it a modern kick with maybe by adding a stain. And that's something that can be done on a solid wood floor.
Well, the thing about this floor is this house, I'll just give you an orientation. It faces due south. It has an incredible view, but it's due south with nothing blocking the sun. So this house gets sun probably 365. Whenever it's sunny, this mm-hmm. house gets tons of sun, and it's got a huge vaulted ceiling.
Right.
How high is that ceiling?
It's about 31 feet high.
And it's all windows on the south side, so that's why the floor, the sun just bakes it too, doesn't it?
That's right, and actually UV light, and it's detrimental. UV light is actually very powerful, and to anything, whether it's, you know, your own body, you know, your deck surfaces, your flooring finishes, your art on the walls. Now that's a whole nother topic, but so what's happened here is we have a combination of sun damage, moisture damage, and just general wear and tear, but for 15 years it's actually in pretty good shape, and it just proves though that if you install something that's quality right from the very beginning, so solid hardwood materials, it will last. The things that did not last were the cheaper, poorer quality materials like the ton and groove or the finger jointed baseboard material and the hollow core doors. They just don't stand up to
it. I hate hollow core doors.
You know, and it maybe is good just to slap them in if you're planning on selling the house right away, but personally I believe that, you know, it's for a few dollars more, put in the fir doors and you've added more value to your house.
Yeah, it's amazing that these floors, when you look at them, though, it's right here, the main wear into the kitchen where mm-hmm. it's basically worn, the finish is worn completely off, but they're probably 3/4 of an inch thick, are they?
That's correct. So it's, like I said, it's not an engineered floor. An engineered floor is something that has a plywood core with maybe an eighth or 3/16 or 1/4 inch of material, and they can take one sanding. This floor, if it's looked after, should last the life of the house, really.
Now, how much, when you sand it, how much are they going to take off, do you think?
We're taking off a full 1/16 of an inch because we're trying to get down below this micro bevel. And once we're past the micro bevel, we're back down to square-edged flooring.
The nice thing about when you refinish it is right now, if we look at the floor, we're right down here at the floor level, there's, I would say, 1/32 of an inch gap, but all those little gaps will get filled with the, what kind of finisher are you going to put on?
It's a waterborne finish. We all use waterborne finishes. Nothing toxic. It's a catalyzed waterborne finished, which means it has an external material that's added to set off the finish, so it hardens. And exactly as you were saying,
you get a full. I mean, there's no holes anymore. Like the floor becomes a solid surface instead of all these little tiny cracks between every piece.
Exactly, and that's what we're aiming at, is the monolithic look. It really adds punch or pizzazz to any home, to any house, you know.
Right now, when people buy hardwood, a lot of them buy the pre-finished hardwood, and you end up with the little gaps. In my old house that I used to have, it had hardwood floors, but they were completely done. I got them done by this guy, and they were, you end up with that full coat on it, and it's just, then it's really nice. I mean, I think they're better after you finish them.
Yeah, I think for health reasons too, you know, you're better not having the extra micro bevel or the extra gaps. But I was just talking to a friend of mine that just did buy a house, in fact, and he does want to install a floor, and he was saying it's really hard to actually buy material that's not pre-finished anymore.
Pre-finished now, yeah.
Yeah, so
titanium finish, pre-finished.
Unfortunately, okay, there's nothing wrong with that flooring material itself. Unfortunately, it has a bit of a plastic look to it.
Yeah. Well, let's walk through the house. Sure. What else are you doing in the house besides the floors now? So we've got the floors that you're redoing.
Yeah.
Oh, just wait. What roughly ballpark? What's the cost per on the floors?
Cost on the floors, anywhere between $4 and $6 a foot to resand and refinish.
Wow.
So that includes labor and materials.
Okay, so it's not, not cheap, but it'll be brand new then.
If you're paying somebody, if you're buying flooring for $3 or $4 a foot, it may sound like a deal, and it is a deal if you're going to lay it yourself. Right. If you pay somebody to lay it, well, it'll quickly add up to $10 a foot. So, you know, we're hoping between $4 and $6 a foot, we'll have a finished floor for roughly half of what a new floor would cost.
And that's so 1,000 square feet is going to be about $5,000 ballpark.
Correct. Yeah.
So what else are we doing in the house?
Well, we removed anything that I walk into a house and I say to myself, what doesn't belong? And what didn't belong right away is, because this is quite a unique home and it's a chalet style, it has solid oak floors, it has solid oak railings. What didn't belong, number one, was the finger-jointed primed pine baseboards and hollow corridors.
They were junk.
Yeah. So, and when you have a house with 30-foot ceilings, and then you have a little baseboard that's only 2 inches high, proportionately, it just doesn't, A, it doesn't look correct, and B, it doesn't work. So we ripped out all those, and we've removed all the carpets, and what that does is that's on the upper level. And that gives you a chance to look for any imperfections at that time. So you can refasten the floors by adding in some screws and things like that to eliminate squeaks.
And wow, so it's amazing. So you've got you're ready to go with the paint too. It looks like you've got everything. You've got the floors in here. We're in the bedroom now. You've got the floors completely covered. What's that
right.
like covering? Oh, it's a slag. This is a temporary.
Yeah, this is a material called Ramboard. It's 100% reclaimed, recycled material. It's made in the USA. It's breathable and flexible. It's basically like craft paper, but it's super thick. It's like a 16th thick. And it has this what's called spill guard in it. So, you know, if you've got an area that's finished or that you aren't working in, but you need to, you know, bring in your tools and bring in machines and, you know, maybe store some things, then this is the highest high traffic, you know, protection.
So what does that come to? It's not, is it expensive? It's
actually, I was surprised at the cost. It was about $3 a foot.
Wow.
317 square foot roll was about, it was $70 plus tax, so $75, $80 for 317 square feet. This particular material is the lighter gauge.
Oh, okay.
This other material here is just regular builder's paper. When we're done the main floors in the main house, that's the very first thing we'll do is we'll completely cover them.
So you're right now in this room, you're going at the drywall and you're touching up all the little nicks and...
Exactly. And so when you look around, everything's gone. I mean, we removed blinds, we removed baseboards, casings, trim, mantelpieces, knickknacks, all the little things that get put in the walls, like drywall anchors and so forth.
Taking everything.
Everything.
All the trim around the doors.
Lighting.
All the light fixtures.
Yeah.
Just stripped it all, everything. It's quite amazing how you've stripped everything.
Yeah, this the master bathroom, we're just trying to keep to the minimum damage control.
So you're not actually, like, you're not pulling out the shower, you're not pulling out the vanities. It's just a total spruce up. Are you going to end up with new light fixtures? Like, the light fixtures were kind of dated.
Exactly, and that's something that really dates a house, you know. And I you know, anybody, you know, when you live in your house for a while, you don't realize what it's looking like, but I find that, you know, dating is really easy to do, you know, as a carbon dating of a house.
Right. Well, they're almost like disposable. Well, they've got 15 years out of the light fixtures, and they were cheap light fixtures.
Right, and then what happens in marketing, of course, is our trends. Right. What is trendy? Well, things that were trendy in 97 was anything that was shiny brass, for example.
Brass.
So shiny brass is gone, and
brass is my pet peeve. It was everywhere, like even the door handle when you walk in, and all those things, and it just totally dates a house.
Yeah, brushed nickel is the new thing, and in the 90s it was the old rubbed bronze. And so these are things that are easy to change in your house. Things that aren't so easy to change are the things like the floors and the doors and the trim.
Structural stuff too. I mean, we're not talking structural. We're just talking cosmetics.
100% cosmetics. And so for minimum, we're trying to keep the cost down. So we're not tearing out walls, and we're not modifying anything structurally. It's essentially a facelift, as you're saying. The main thing that we're doing is I ordered fur doors.
Oh, did you really?
Yep.
Can we walk upstairs too and have a look? So you've ordered solid fur doors. That'll be nice.
Yeah, Windsor had a promotional on the fur doors. They're actually cheaper than the hemlock doors.
Really? Wow.
And engineered, it's an engineered door jamb, so it's a hemlock veneered jamb, so you still have the wood look.
And so you got that at Windsor Plywood. Hey, well, Ken will be happy, and you got a good deal off of Windsor?
Yeah, they had to actually, I've been actually dealing with Mike at Windsor. Yeah, he's also door knowledgeable.
Oh man, you've stripped the bedrooms out of everything is gone. Hey?
I mean,
I haven't seen this house since they bought it, and it's amazing how you've. It's a nice layout. This is the second floor. It's got like we're upstairs, and I guess you would call this a loft, and then it has two bedrooms with a four-piece bathroom up here. So
yeah,
it's kind of nice.
It's actually a little full bathroom. This is going to be the guest bath.
Right, which is really quite nice. Nice spot over here for an office, too.
Yeah.
Was there problems up here?
So,
oh, the fan? Ripped out the fan?
Yeah, that's another easy thing to replace. You know, a fan, 10, 15 years old, 20 years old, rattle, rattle, rattle.
Oh, there's nothing worse than, and they were so cheap, and they just, you know, you're better off to spend the money and buy a high-quality exhaust fan.
Exactly.
And then if you have, like this one's got, I mean, Hazelboom's a good contractor. It's got 4-inch PVC going probably straight outside.
Right. And that's the key, is that you can't have anything venting to the attic. If you vent to the attic or vent through your soffit,
you're just asking for problems.
Right.
Yeah.
Other things that are quite, you know, you can take it to any level you want, right? I mean, you can, in the bathrooms for now, we've basically kept the flooring.
Well, the flooring's nice. It's tile. Tile is nice. I mean, they're nice quality tiles. The fixtures are nice. I mean, you got to like the one-piece bathtub.
Right.
I mean, because there's no joints. There's no way water can get in anywhere and wreck anything. They're brilliant design, engineering design.
Exactly. And so because of that, we decided to keep the tubs. The vanities and the sinks will stay for now until we decide what cabinets to put in the house. That's the one thing that we aren't changing in the house, is anything to do with the kitchen for now.
The kitchen's going to basically stay.
Right. But today, that's one of the things I'm doing is I'm...
Until they see the rest of the house being so stunning,
yeah,
and then they'll walk in and they'll
exactly.
see the kind of worn-looking kitchen, and they'll go, what?
It's a low percentage more on the value of the house for a new kitchen, in reality.
He's spending... A lot of the money is going into the carpet up here, isn't it?
Come and check out what a bedroom looks like.
Stripped. Okay, so it's nice that it's all plywood subfloors, though, hey?
An empty bedroom. So basically,
nice bedroom.
Yeah, this is actually the smaller one.
Lots of plug-ins, eh? I mean, it's really nice that they put in so many plug-ins.
Yeah, the electrical is pretty good in the house, and you know, reasonable layout.
But good quality windows too in the house.
Yeah, aluminum windows, and they did install low E windows even in 1997. And so, you know, that's another major thing that somebody can do to add value to their house.
This house, where they skimped on was the finishings, the door and the trim, like that. And it was the cheapest pine trim, and it was almost falling off everywhere.
Oh, yeah, and it really shows. I mean, had it been done in solid material 15 years ago, it would have cost more, obviously, at the time. But in the long run, I think it pays. So now what we're going to do, we'll put in the solid fir baseboard.
Oh, are you putting in solid fir?
Yeah, solid fir baseboards. Oh, one thing, Scott, in bedrooms, you know, left over from the 60s or the 70s, the bifold door. One of my biggest pet peeves.
They never work. They always fall off their tracks.
And they're so poorly made these days. They're made in China and they're pressed out of sawdust and they literally fall apart. So we removed all the bifold doors.
Yay.
And
what are you putting
in? It's either going to be bypass doors, which is basically a double track and two individual doors that will slide past each other, or simple curtains for that matter. You can have a Roman...
The bifolds fall off on the track on the top.